This is Debbie Norling in California, and today I'm going to do a short review of an inexpensive audio preamp for your microphone. And I'm going to divide this review into three parts: the why, the what, and the where. First, why would you want a mic preamp for your digital recorder, or for that matter, your cassette recorder? Well, sometimes the mic preamps that are actually built into these cheaper units aren't very good. So you're going to get better recording if you connect your preamp to the line in jack on your digital recorder, your cassette recorder, or your computer. And in my case, the line in on my laptop sound card sounds pretty darn good. There's not very much static. And so having this audio preamp, this microphone preamp, makes my sound card on my laptop just sound a whole lot better when I'm doing recordings. The other reason you might want it is you might not have a microphone jack. I have a couple of mini disc recorders that don't have a microphone jack. Today I'm recording with the Arcos jukebox recorder, which also does not have a microphone jack. And consequently, in order to get any recording at all using a microphone, I need a preamp. Now, a lot of microphone preamps are pretty expensive. This one's not. I paid $49 for it, but I'll be telling you more about where to get it and why you might not get such a good price, or why you may get a better price than I did. I'd like to do the what part next, though. The preamp is about the size of a book courier or a book port. Also about the size, a little smaller than a 4x6 card and a little bigger than a 3x5 card, somewhere in between those two. It's in a case, which is a couple inches thick. According to my tape measure, it's a little under 2 inches thick. It's one of those cheap cases that you can put home-built electronics projects in. There is no display on this unit and no LED, so a blind person really is not at a disadvantage operating it. There are two big bonky switches on the front, actually on the front edge, and they stick out pretty far, and they're these big ugly metal toggle switches. And my husband is an electrical engineer, and he said the reason they're using such ugly switches is because they're very easy to solder. This is a homebrew project. It has a 9-volt battery and it has a belt clip. It's a little hard to maneuver the 9-volt battery out of the little place behind the belt clip. It takes some effort. And again, it's because it's one of those cheap electronics project boxes that they're mass produced and you can pick them up at any electronics store. On the front is a paper decal, which easily wears off in the first rain. Or the first time a bird poops on it, which is what happened to me. I had to wipe it off with a cloth, and I wiped the paper decal right off. So even though it appears to be cheaply made, it's primarily because it is a homebrew project. The circuit itself is a very high quality circuit, and the person building it was a sound engineer for 15 years, so he knows what he's doing, but he needs to keep his costs down. So he's been using the high quality parts inside rather than outside the unit. That's another reason it is so cheap. One of these switches is on off, and the other one of these switches controls gain. At this point, recording in my office, if I set it to low gain, you won't even hear me at all. But of course, you might want to drop the gain if you were recording a live concert. This preamp is strictly for electric mics that have plug-in power. And just for people who don't understand that concept, a lot of professional mics have plug-in power, and sometimes it's called phantom power. And there's nothing phantom about it. We think that may have been a trademark or something. Anyway, phantom or plug-in power means that the power is on the same wire as the audio. And of course, the cheap little mics for the Sound Blaster cards and Sound Blaster compatible cards have the power on a separate wire. So you have the ring and the tip of the plug are stereo, just like all stereo plugs, but also on one of them, and I forget which one, the power is also running. And if you give a full 9 volts of power to your mics.
It's 9 a.m.
Well, you know that I'm not working, huh? You give a full 9 volts of power to your mics, you're going to have a lot better frequency response and dynamic range. You'll really be able to maximize the mic's ability. And that's why this uses a 9 volt battery. I'm using the cheapest possible mic. It's actually a little bit defective. And the reason I'm doing this is because I have some better mics on order, and you'll be able to hear the amplifier sounding even better with some nicer mics. These are the Radio Shack hands-free tie-clip mics. Then mine are falling apart. They have a short in them, but they're good enough for recording in my office. The other funny sound you hear is my ceiling vibrating. I don't know why my ceiling's vibrating. Nobody does, but that's what happens in my office. So mic's good enough to pick that up. Okay, I think that covers the why and the what. We want to give you the where. The vendor is Church Audio. His name is Chris Church. He's a sole proprietorship. I believe he's in Ontario, Canada. I know he's in Canada. I think it's Ontario. It's CHURCH-audio.ca. Now, when you go to his website, http://www.church-audio.ca, you're not going to find anything very interesting. He's going to just give you a link to his eBay store. The thing is, it's nearly impossible to find him on eBay, so it's better to go to his website and click on that link to his eBay store, and then you'll go directly there. What he does is kind of interesting. He has a lot of technical specs for his mics and his preamps, and he has a lot of detailed information about the construction. And he's very upfront about the fact that he is going to scrimp on the outside casing and stuff so that the internal parts are higher quality. And normally he sells his preamps for, I guess, around $80. But he's always auctioning one or two off. And I think that's sort of like a lost leader for him. So if you're on the ball and you monitor your auctions, you can go ahead and get the same thing below the buy it now price, you know, if no one else bids higher than you. And he also sells binaural mics. In addition, he sells a really nifty stealth microphone, which looks just like a pen. In fact, he uses a pen casing. So if you're like some of my college students, where our college policy is that they allow the students to record their classes, that's covered by the ADA, and students are permitted to record classes, but the instructor doesn't really like having his class recorded, and so he's going to give the student grief. They can get a stealth microphone like this, and as far as the instructor is concerned, it's a pen. And then the student has a little easier time of it. Now, we're not talking about doing anything illegal, because my college has said it's perfectly okay for the students to record their classes. But sometimes people, especially some of our instructors, will do a better job teaching if they don't think they're being recorded. There are lots of other good legal reasons to use a stealth microphone. You might have permission to record a meeting, but maybe all the participants may not feel completely comfortable about it. Sometimes just seeing a microphone, even if someone has given you permission to record, like you're interviewing them and they're fine with you recording them, but they see the microphone and that will set them back a little bit. So having a stealth microphone has a lot of perfectly legitimate reasons if you're worried about buying one. Law enforcement also use them in situations where they're permitted to tape, but they need the person they're interviewing to speak a little more freely, not be so scared of the mic. Anyway, so he has a variety of microphones, and I think this is pretty much the only preamp he sells. Every once in a while, the one without the belt clip gets auctioned even cheaper. I guess that's all I have to tell you about it. He is rather slow in shipping, I found it takes him up to a couple weeks to ship out to you. But he seems very honest, and all over the internet, if you search for Church Audio, you can find sample recordings that were made with his mics and his preamps. So you can feel pretty confident that you are buying a quality product. Thanks for listening.